From 324 Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, inside Studio 102, the following Podzilla 1985 podcast is scheduled for one fall. I'm Hunter Hendricks, Shannon Young with us as well, your host, and Zach Price. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
I did a selfie.
You did.
And I have a phone now where I can do selfies.
Yeah, I just posted it to Facebook. I didn't realize you did get a new phone, didn't you?
I did. It was forced on me. Oh, let me explain what happened.
I feel like Louis' name
was going to come into play here.
No. So Louis told Lonnie that phones were free over the weekend because of tax-free weekend. Mm-hmm. And Lonnie sent me in to get my phone upgraded.
Yeah.
And
Is he part of the family plan or something?
Yeah, I'm on his plan.
Oh, that's cool.
But he pays for my phone
yeah.
so he can get a hold of me at any time.
Right.
Because he owns me.
At any time ever.
I'm a doctor.
String attached.
Call. Yeah.
Did he throw it to you from the window of a limo, like toward the back? Here you go. And then drive off.
I don't know what he expected, because I guess he thought he was going to get something.
Yeah.
Like, Jesse apparently got all these gift cards when he upgraded his phone. He got all this extra money.
Yeah.
Well, I go in, all Lonnie got was $17 added to his bill per month. And I got a new phone.
I went in for a new phone, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt and $17 on my bill.
And I got a tablet, which is also $10 more dollars on the bill.
Well, of course it is. Yeah. Wait, what kind of tablet? We're not talking an iPad here, are we?
No, I bought one of those from him for Lindsay. Oh, shit, I should have said that on the air. Because she didn't know where I got it from.
She's not going to listen to
it. She does. We'll edit it out.
Lindsay listens to every show we do.
Really?
To her credit. She listens to every show. Doesn't matter what the topic is.
She listens even more than I do, then.
She likes it. You know,
no,
she
I
listens.
Do too,
to, yeah, I know she listens to Jesse's show too, and nobody does that.
Oh, well, sure they do. Lindsay does. You just said so.
So, before we get into wrestling, one more thing.
Yeah.
So you know, I told you yesterday about the crowdfunding.
Yes.
And for our listeners out there,
I didn't read.
Did I not send you a message about it? It was on Facebook.
You
never send me a message, and then if it's too long on Facebook, I'm not going to read your
long
chat.
No, usually by the time you ask us when we're doing the show, we're like, we already got this shit figured out, man. Just be there.
Nobody ever messages me.
We just let you know when it's time.
Right.
Or we don't. You find out.
That's true, too.
You find out anyway. But anyway, for those of you that read about the crowdfunding, we might be doing that soon. But I just want to point out that Jesse Kimball is the main... The backer of
the mastermind.
He's the mastermind of this. He's the one that really wants to do this.
Yes.
And it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse is so devoted to this, and he was telling me yesterday, oh, this could be our life, man. This could be us. And I just want to point out, Jesse Kimball, it took you 5 days to post the podcast you recorded on, like, Friday.
He could say the same thing about us.
We've never been that bad.
Well, we waited until fucking 11:45 last week to post it on a fucking Saturday.
You know why? You know why?
Because you guys better tell me, brother. He has the most vicious finger wagging going on right now I've ever seen.
Because I was in the mall I got off work at 6 o'clock. I had to cover a game of grounds.
Was it for the phone?
For the phone.
Oh.
I was at the mall from 6:30 almost to 9:30, 30 minutes after they closed.
Night.
And I thought it because it took so long. I talked to someone and said, no, it's just because Louis wouldn't stop talking.
Wait a minute. There's still 2 hours and 45 minutes. You still took the last 5 minutes to post it.
Then I had to go home and I had to make dinner.
And eat.
Pizzas don't heat themselves up.
Jesus Christ.
You know?
They do in Back to the Future, too.
I got a new fan for the show this week, too. It's pretty cool.
Who's that?
I don't know. I showed my friend. She likes wrestling, and so I told her about the show.
Oh, is this the girl that liked us? This a new follower on the site? Because I tried to figure out
what's
who the
name,
hell that
Jacqueline?
Was. Jacqueline? Yeah, it was like Jack.
Yeah, I had told her. She loves wrestling, and she messaged me every now and then, hey, what happened to this wrestler? So I told her about him, told her about the show, and she listened to it. She started listening with her stepdad, and her stepdad thought we were hilarious.
Yeah,
and then he loves the show now,
well,
too.
Well, because we are hilarious.
We're good.
We're pretty damn
this
good.
This is the number one show on the Podzilla Network.
Number one.
I feel like if the Podzilla Network, quote-unquote, ever went down, if we decided I didn't want to do that anymore.
This would still happen.
We would still do this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would still do Pro Wrestling Unscripted because it's got a great name.
Well,
it's got a great cast.
We were doing it before there was a network. I mean, this was the original show.
This was the thing that started
this
the whole
was the
Podzilla Network.
Yeah.
So this is
right.
This is the diamond right here.
Just
all right. So
just
enough
pump
of short
ourselves up a little.
Enough of being cocky.
Enough personal stories. Let's get on to the wrestling.
Hey, did you ever get away on to watching Raw this week?
No,
I did.
Okay, no. So you did.
I don't remember it now. That
somebody
how you asked
did.
Me.
There's only a couple things
remember,
that I even cared.
Yeah, there was one thing that I noted from the beginning of
what
Raw.
What did happen?
Stephen Amell.
That was only cool part of the show.
That's coming. Oh, I'm going to be pissed off about that. Just wait for it.
I am so ready for this.
Just fucking wait for it, man.
He's got the finger wag, too.
About what happened on Raw. It's about the result of him. I'll get to it. I'll get to it later on. So at the beginning of the show, they set up this series for later on in the night where it was going to be Owen, Cesaro, and Orton in a triple threat match. Whoever won would, at the end of the night, get a main event title shot against Seth Rollins. Rollins ran his mouth too much. Triple H put him in that position.
Right.
So In the midst of that, I don't know if you noticed, Zach, because you said you watched. The arrow is now sitting across from me.
Bad arrow.
That's the black arrow.
Whoa! So, whoa! Racism.
You have a black hoodie. So, in the middle
sure,
of fucking
sure
summer.
Sure he does. Sure he does.
I don't have sleeves on it, though. That's the key.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so when they did the opening segment where it's just the running promos, Rollins and everybody comes out, Cesaro's next. In the midst of it, Orton is the last guy to come out, and he throws kind of a cheap shot at Kevin Owens.
I heard about this.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if Owens got
fat,
pissed off
asked
about
if
that.
He'd put on weight, and Owens instantly says no, because that's just kind of his style to throw it back. Well, apparently, according to a couple of different sites, that was a deliberate comment that was delivered by Orton by way of Orton from management, I should say. There's apparently, according to, this is the guys over at the Wrestling Observer newsletter, say that there are basically two camps backstage when it comes to Owens. And this is especially after the submission to Cena back at Battleground. One is for him, one's against him. They're kind of just waging a little bit of a war, a little bit of a game to see what's going to happen regarding his success and failure in the company.
That pisses me off.
And that's just a cheap shot that they threw at him.
I seem to remember another wrestler that they had a similar backstage fight with, and his name was CM. And you saw that he became one of the most well-known and, I mean, for everything he's done, beloved wrestler in history. And Kevin Owens could very easily become the next CM Punk.
Oh, yeah.
Because he already has that following.
Well,
you know?
here's my thing. If they're waging a war between each other, who agrees on, you know, he should be a star or versus he shouldn't be, probably the best way to, because this is clearly from the negative side, probably not the best way to gain favor on your side by saying, you know, what's our problem with him? Well, he's fat. That's our problem. Yeah. Well, he's fat.
Be a star, Hunter.
That's what it comes down to. That's how
we don't bully people.
Yeah,
but
but unless they work for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he said that, I was like, did he really just fucking say that? And then I noticed nobody else said anything back. Like he said something about each one. Nobody said anything back, but Kevin Owens. And he got in the ring.
Yeah.
And you saw Kevin Owens made that pissed off eye contact, and I was like, maybe this will work. And then he said something to him. I couldn't quite make out what he said, but I could tell you it wasn't like.
Yeah, he was not. He was pretty satisfied with that situation, and I don't blame him.
Remember when CM Punk did the pipe bomb?
Mm-hmm.
At the very end.
The
infamous pipe bomb. Whether it was scripted or not, how much of it they knew ahead of time.
Right
before they cut him off, he said, you know, we have this anti-bullying thing. Let me tell you a personal story about Vince McMahon. And that's when they cut him off.
And they shut it down.
And, yeah, it's not so hard to believe that this company is still. Well, remember what they did to Mickie James, called her fat, drove her out and into the train tracks of TNA.
So that's okay. We can end the train tracks of TNA. I like that.
It's terrible. And do you think Kevin Owens had any idea that was coming?
I don't. Especially considering, and I know that Owens is a guy who's really good about throwing back interaction, even when it's not warranted. He's very good about improving lines.
Yeah.
But like Zach said, the way that he delivered that retort, the way that he instantly threw back no, it really came across as super awkward. I don't think he saw that coming at all. And for as much as I do like Randy Orton from a character standpoint and everything, it wouldn't surprise me at all that Orton would be the guy who would be fine with delivering that kind of an angle.
They're not
gonna
fire him.
Would be the guy who said to Rey Mysterio,
I was just about to say,
Guerrero's burning in hell.
Yeah, it's like
a week
time.
After he died. So, yeah. And I don't think that was his line either.
On the other side of this, though, I brought that up a couple shows back, that when we were talking about Kevin Owens, that one of my fears with Owens is, does he have the dedication? Does he have the, you know, how much time does he spend at the gym compared to everybody else? And I know that's unfair to judge a man's weight, you know, on his worth and whatnot.
Well,
but, you know, Jim Cornette said the same thing when he worked with Kevin Owens in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
They had a concern that Kevin Owens didn't want to get into ring shape. He didn't have the dedication to it. And now already, it seems like WWE is starting to have those same sentiments.
See, what's weird to me, though, is I think that could be warranted if his ring work looked and suggested that he can't handle it based on his looks. If his looks matched up the way that he acted in the ring, I can understand that. But, I mean, you know, for a reverse version of the comparison, Triple H and Scott Steiner, Royal Rumble 2002, was it? Steiner's blown up 3 minutes into that
Suplex
match.
Suplex City.
Steiner looks like he's made of muscle. He looks like a fucking mountain man and always has.
Yeah.
Not a mountain man. He looks like a mountain, man.
Man, but, mountain, rock.
There you go. But, he's blown up 2 seconds into that match because he can't handle it. The cardio's not there.
Right.
Kevin Owens, I've never seen ever, and I don't just mean in his WWE run, ever.
ROH, everything.
ROH or anything else, look like he can't handle it.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
So even if he has the appearance of a guy who drinks a case a day, if he can handle it in the ring, what the hell difference does it make?
None of that, but, you know, I feel like WWE used to celebrate the different looks of wrestlers. I remember King Kong Bundy. Bam Bam Bigelow was never in great shape, but the man could go in the ring, and he was a star because of it.
Even a guy like Stone Cold never really had, like, a full six-pack or anything. He had a six-pack in the ring, but not on his stomach.
Yeah, he always said he looked good, but he used to hate wrestling certain wrestlers like McMahon, because McMahon always made him look less like a wrestler. And he's like, but, you know, I can still go.
He looks tougher than him.
And the thing is that they can make Owens, even though he's not the best looking, which, you know, but he can still go. He could be a beloved character because people
relate to him.
Like me and you, I relate to him more than any other wrestler because he looks more like I do.
Yeah, and you know,
I'm with you, man. Believe me, we talked about that.
The biggest thing is, I said before that you put money on Cena, or you put the title on Cena because he makes money,
right?
And that WWE, as much as we have a passion for it, it is a business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from a business standpoint, Kevin Owens is a hot property.
Yeah,
the fans love him.
T-shirts sell like crazy, so the merchandise is
and
there.
And he can go in the ring, like you said. He is a hot prospect. Don't piss this away because you don't find him as sexually appealing as Randy Orton.
Yeah, for petty reasons is what it comes down to.
I remember when Paul Heyman, I don't know if you ever watched the ECW DVD, he said that he had the same thing with the Sandman. He said they were going back to find a wrestler, and he saw the Sandman back there just drinking and smoking cigarettes. He's like, why do we got to change his look to send him out like that? He looks more like the fans do.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And he's one of the most legendary performers in ECW.
For never having, I mean, can anybody tell me a great match that the Sandman was in from a match standpoint?
With the beer can.
That's it, exactly.
His debut match against the Zombie.
Yes, that's the one everybody remembers.
That's
from WWE.
Classic.
I've not seen this.
His entrance takes longer than most of his matches is really what it comes down to.
Well, they kind of neutered him when he came to WWE because they couldn't use Enter Sandman.
They neutered in ECW
they
when
neutered
it came
anybody
in.
That comes in. Yeah. Going to WWE now, unless you somehow get past the idiocy backstage, it's like a death sentence for your career at this point. And people don't want to go to WWE. They would rather not make as much money but be good, be themselves, be successful. You know? It's sad.
It really is. All right, let's jump right into this damn Stephen Amell thing. Okay, here's the thing. I'm gonna preview and preclude all of this by saying I got no problem with the guy. He actually looked really good on Raw.
Dude, he looks like a wrestler. Was so fast
and to be fair, he actually said something a day later about how he's pretty beaten up just from having to jump in and do that. Triple H retweeted it, something about anybody who tells you wrestling isn't real. I forget what the phrasing was that he used, but something about his feet were killing him today, and like his legs and stuff are hurting like hell from having to jump over the ropes. Plus, I imagine they're probably filming some training vignettes. I'm betting that he's training with Neville. But I played this up like it's going to be my problem. I'm about to pit the two of you against each other.
What?
I'm going to read this.
This is going to be interesting.
I'm
going to
read this verbatim from this is from 411 Wrestling.
Damn Taylor Swift.
Quote, as previously reported, Sting was told by WWE he would be used at SummerSlam to team with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose against the Wyatt family. He got himself in quote-unquote ridiculously good shape, but was later told he would not be needed for the show after all. It's believed the reason Sting was left off the card is not just because Eric Rowan has not yet been cleared to return, but because WWE felt there was enough star power with John Cena, Brock Lesnar, The Undertaker, and Stephen Amell.
Let me start off by saying that I'm fine with it.
Really?
Blew your minds.
I am. Mind blown.
Because as far as I'm concerned right now, Sting needs to go as far away from WWE as possible to preserve what little legacy he has left. No,
well,
I actually am fine with it because I've read that and I did get a little bit of anger because I wanted to see Sting at SummerSlam. From what I understand is they may hold him back to Night of Champions.
I was going
to
say, the next part of this mentions that Night of Champions, if Eric Rowan is back by then, they may do the six-man tag they've been discussing.
So I can understand them wanting to save some of the spark.
But sure.
On the opposite side, if you want to build up SummerSlam as the WrestleMania for the summer, why not put as much star power into
it? Why not have him there, right?
Because you got to build up pay-per-views. You don't want to blow your load all at once.
That's what I'm
saying. Well, that's what WWE is saying. Yeah, and that's we generally are agreeing with that.
It's smart, especially if you got a guy like Sting who doesn't have a lot of dates.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to get a lot of wrestling in, so you want to use him when it's going to be best. Now, am I going to say Stephen Amell is the equivalent of a Brock Lesnar or Undertaker? No.
No.
To wrestling fans, no. But he is a star on a good show.
Sure.
And he has a legitimate love of pro wrestling and wants to do well.
And I also think it's to do with younger audience. Because some people still probably don't know who Sting was, even though he was at WrestleMania.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably know a lot more about Arrow now. And they're probably trying to say, let's keep
it. Well, I will say the thing that I enjoyed from Raw is that they finally made some sort of connection with that. Up until now, it's just been random tweets, and the guy was in the crowd and started
yelling at him. I like the still burn of it, though.
And it was random. Yeah. I would have if I thought that more people got what was going on. Because like you said, it feels like they're catering to a younger audience. I don't feel like that younger audience can keep up with all that until Triple H finally just pretty much spelled it out loud and clear, the Red Arrow and the Green Arrow. That's why it's Neville and him. Although I feel bad for Barrett, man. Poor.
I don't understand Barrett. So they have him lose in less than a minute and then announce he's going to be in the tag team against the guy that just beat him in less than a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently.
You know, I don't have.
I got some stuff about King Barrett.
Pissed me off more than anything was when they were backstage. I understand they had to get the heat going between him and Triple H on the argument. And he's like, you can't be in the ring. You're just an actor. And I'm sitting here thinking, but Snooki's fucking wrestled. Well, Snooki has been in a fucking match.
Well, Triple H wasn't in control then.
That's true.
And from a kayfabe standpoint, Triple H was not in control at that point.
One, that was ridiculous that Snooki wrestled.
Yes, but she was pretty athletic, surprisingly.
Two, Maria Menounos.
The sexual things I would do to Snooki would be illegal in most states. High five me and Zach on that one.
There it goes.
Three, I really liked what they did backstage, actually, because it portrays wrestling as realistic. Of course, if you're a physical company where people get beat up, you don't want some actor coming in and getting hurt.
Right.
You would go. You wouldn't say, let's make a tag match. You would say, no, you stay as far away from us as possible.
Yeah.
I like that they criticized him for jumping the rail. Like a fan.
And they carried that over to the end of it, too. I was going to say, this is really the first time that they've had a celebrity jump in, that I recall anyway, and after the fact really showed, like, hey, this is a terrible fucking idea.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because even after it was all done and Triple H said, I'll have the papers drawn up, you know, Amel says, I'll sign whatever you want, whatever. He leaves, and the guy's still escorting him out.
Yeah.
Like, he was still gone for the rest of the show.
It shows repercussions.
I'll take my hands off you, whatever. But
now, do you think, jumping off the subject for just a second, kind of ties together, do you think this has anything to do, they're trying to make a statement because of what happened to Roman Reigns?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I don't know if we've talked about it on the show. Brief recap, at a Victoria, British Columbia house show, Money in the Bank, a replica Money in the Bank.
Yeah, guy had a briefcase.
Briefcase got hucked into the ring at Roman Reigns while he was facing Bray Wyatt. Hit him in the back of the head, knocked him loopy for a minute there, and they kicked that guy's ass out, and they didn't press charges.
Did you hear what the guy said, though?
Uh-uh.
He was basically, he was interviewed about it, and he's like, I took it, and everybody started chanting, throw the case, and he's like, he got in the moment, and so he threw it. And he's like, I feel bad about whatever I did. He's like, if they want to press charge, whatever they want to do, he's like, I'll do it. Because he's like, I'm sorry that it happened, blah, blah, blah. But
WWE said outright they weren't going to press charges because they don't really care about that. Roman's fine. But they did say he's banned for life from WWE events.
That'd be the worst thing for me.
That's, I think, the standard thing. I think that's what they do anytime this happens.
I think he really didn't mean to hit Roman in the head with it. I think it was just a lucky shot. It was stupid, though. I mean, if you're
dumb.
A fan in wrestling, again, we always say the fans are the most embarrassing part about wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
As Mr. Hendricks so eloquently put once upon a time. You don't do something like this. You remember, usually the fan will jump the rail and get their ass handed to them by the wrestler.
Like
you remember,
Kevin Nash?
Or Eddie, when Eddie's like,
I was going to say
the
Eddie and
guy.
RVD. It was Eddie Guerrero and RVD. There's a ladder match between the two of them. Was it on Raw or a pay-per-view?
I can't remember.
And some jackass runs in and knocked the ladder over. Pushed the ladder over while they were on it. Knocked Eddie off of it. And it's one thing to fall off a ladder when you know it's coming. It's another when you don't.
Yeah.
They beat the ever-loving shit out of that guy. It's
the fans
hilarious.
At home can't see this, but after he did it, the jackass puts his arms up in the air and like jumps up and down like he did something spectacular.
Yeah.
And yet Eddie beat the crap out of
him. Yeah, I remember I was watching when Hogan turned for WCW. And people were pissed, and they said a guy tried to sign the ring, and Kevin Nash said, this guy slid into the ring, and I literally had to punch his lights out so that he wouldn't do anything. And you see it, he punches him, they kick him out of the ring. Yeah.
That's one of those
funny.
Few times where I'm really okay with it. You know, most of the time we talk about, like, there have been some incidents in the past where people are going through the crowd, Reigns or CM Punk or whatever, and somebody gets hit. Yeah. And there's issues with that or whatever, but if you get into the ring, as far as I'm concerned, all bets are off.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what they do to you, man.
Fair game is
and
at
in
that
fact,
point.
The harder they hit you, the better, the more entertained I'll be.
Well, so. I read in this case that Reigns thought that Wyatt had hit.
Yeah, because they had I don't know if it was an ODQ match or what, but Bray Wyatt had a kendo stick.
Yeah.
And you can even see him in the video. He's walking around with it. So, yeah, Reigns said he thought he hit him with that.
Too hard, too. And he
too
said
hard.
He was about to give him a receipt.
Yeah,
yeah, he was like, you're going to get it now. And he turns around and Wyatt's not there. There's a briefcase in the ring. He was very confused. He thought Sheamus got confused.
He thought Sheamus was real confused about who was champion and he was looking for him. Where'd that pace
but I lost at Mania.
Go?
I lost at Mania, Sheamus.
Come on, man. Isn't that bad enough?
Speaking of Sheamus.
Oh, I thought we were going to make the Stephen Amell. I just want to make one more thing about
it. Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Is he going to come out dressed as the Green Arrow?
I hope so.
Probably.
And I know it's not going to happen, but I'm still thinking it's going
He's not
going to
shoot the fucking
arrow.
He's not
going to shoot
He's
going to
be
arrow.
The fucking top of the
no,
arena.
He's
going to shoot it, and he's on a zip line. You have
nope.
to build this city and then kick the crap out of everybody.
No.
And then
what's his finisher going to be called?
I'll miss the pay-per-view, and I'll read the news the next day, and it'll say Stephen Amell dies in tragic WWE stunt. And I'm like, wheel.
Stephen Hart, Amell, oops.
I don't think he'll come out as Arrow. Because I think there's... copyright issue.
Yeah, you know? I think if nothing else, he might have like some Arrow-inspired attire or something. That's what
I just hope there's something related to Green Arrow.
If Rey Mysterio can get away with all those outfits he used to wear, he came as the Flash, Captain America.
Avatar.
Captain America!
That was the worst one. Avatar, I hated that. I forget which WrestleMania that was, but I remember I was watching it a while back ago, and he comes out with those dumb, like, dread-looking things off, and they're like, oh, look, he's Avatar. They just keep saying he's Avatar, like, that's the name of the main character.
You're talking about Finn Balor?
Oh,
he just comes out with those dumb-ass dreads. I don't understand
They look good on him, though.
They look better.
It makes sense.
Anyway, Sheamus.
Sheamus.
What about him?
Poor Sheamus. So he comes out. So I didn't watch Raw.
I did see this.
I didn't watch Raw, but I did read the results.
I forgot.
Yeah. And when I clicked on, because 411 Mania, who's not our sponsor yet because Jordan fell off the map, no one's seen him. I went there and I read the results, and the picture for it was Sheamus handing in the briefcase while Seth Rollins on the ground. I said, oh, Jesus Christ, no.
Yeah.
Do not tell me they put the title on Sheamus right now.
It took so long to hand that briefcase over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and someone mentioned on there that the referee just kind of stared at him, didn't do anything.
Well, Sheamus never let go of it. Here, do it with me.
They're having like a tug of war with it, basically. And the ref just keeps kind of going, okay.
Why?
I like to imagine, and they didn't make it very clear because the announcers didn't play this up, but if they had, I feel like what they should have gone for was basically them, or was they should have been playing up the ref saying to Sheamus, okay, give me the case, because he wouldn't let it go.
Right.
So I felt like that's what the ref like thought he was too in the moment or whatever, and was like, okay, you have to give me the case before you can cash in. You got to let it go, man.
But instead it was probably that Orton wasn't at his spot.
Yeah, Orton was taking a real long time to get in the ring, I think.
Yeah.
I think they were like, fuck, where's he at?
Wrestled two matches and won a triple threat earlier in the night where he pulled a lot of the weight. So.
And that's another, a lot of the weight. Is that a Kevin Owens job?
Not really, but now there it is.
If you're going
to be a star, I'm sorry.
If it's just going to be a blowaway match, why not put Kevin Owens or Cesaro in the main event spot?
Right.
Why did you go with Orton?
Right.
Why Orton versus...
Because Orton's the... Well, I was going to say Orton's the face, but really Cesaro is the face. And Cesaro would have made the most sense. He got the biggest reaction to the crowd when he was the first guy to interrupt Rollins' promo at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. I've never been a huge Orton fan. I like him, but he's always been just a little too slow, a little... I know he's supposed to be calculating, but I call that boring.
You know? And many other people did for a long time. Yeah. Well, Sheamus is very fond of Randy Orton, which I would have thought you would have been upset about because it's, to me, it's similar to the way that you don't like Paige. It's kind of business exposing, I guess, in a way. I don't think it's good for him to call him boring because that, to me, doesn't say... It's not like saying Orton's, you know, not a man or he's not very tough.
Saying he's
to
boring
say that
in the
he's
ring.
Boring, yeah, to me...
I do have a problem with that because, it's the same thing. You don't want to call a wrestler... A lot of these fans that watch wrestling, they're like us. They know wrestling's fake.
Right.
But a lot of them are children. A lot of them believe wrestling is still real.
Yeah,
it's part of the magic for them. So when you call a guy boring, his style is boring, you're exposing that to these kids, you know?
Exactly.
You could say Randy Orton's not that good in the ring. He relies on headlocks because he can't wrestle.
Yeah.
Even that is better than saying he's boring. You remember when Stone Cold, the big angle with James Storm. No, not James Storm.
Lance Storm.
Lance Storm.
That was the big...
Wow.
That would have been a big angle had James Storm been around at the time. Those guys would have meshed well.
Cowboy James Storm.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, with Lance Storm, when the whole angle was that he was boring.
Yeah.
Stone Cold would come out and fall asleep. He brought a pillow out and he would lay down and fall asleep when Lance was in the ring. That was supposed to get Lance over.
Yeah, which was ridiculous. And to me, the thing that bugged me the most about that, kind of just going back to that, if you want to do some, not fantasy booking necessarily, but that thing would have worked had he called him boring outside the ring. If he just said the guy was just like plain clothes, you know,
just a
mayonnaise
boring,
on bread, boring style guy.
White bread.
Yeah, that's funny. But to do it when he's wrestling is a whole
other
thing.
It's insulting.
Yeah.
It's baffling to me. It's baffling.
Yeah. So there's that.
I did want to mention the FCM Punk on there.
I don't.
Oh! Okay.
Oh! I'm excited.
Whoa!
I know what you're going with this. I'm very excited.
Well, clearly you don't know where I'm going with it or else you wouldn't be so excited.
Well, then I have a thing to go against yours.
Well, he did an interview where he was talking about his preparation for MMA. And, he's still very cocky. That's fine. He's CM Punk.
Yeah. I don't think he was.
I got to find the interview so I can read it. But anyway, in the interview, he also said, he said it before, wrestling's fake. And he trashed wrestling in the same way that Dana White did. And there's been no outcry at all about it.
I didn't see this.
Yeah, let me try to find it.
Mick Foley said something about it. I don't know if you saw Mick Foley's tweet.
It's interesting.
Oh, no, did you see what happened in that interview, though?
No.
He was talking about his training and... DC Daniel Cormier has commented saying that his training is really good. I don't know if you guys have seen it. He's basically working his way up from the very bottom. Like the way they described it, it's very good for him. He's like he likes it. Well, anyway, he goes on, and one of the MMA fighters makes fun of him because he's wearing pads or something.
Mm-hmm.
The way, and so there's a huge Twitter battle. It was like 2 hours long, and this guy kept talking shit to CM Punk. You know, CM Punk retaliated. He got very vicious, and he ends up calling the guy crappy wrestler. Like, he makes fun of him. So that was a pretty cool. I don't know if you saw it at all.
I did.
The huge argument. I forget who the MMA fighter was, but
yeah.
I can't tell you word for word of the. Because it was really long.
Right.
Well, but I think CM Punk won.
Here's the CM Punk quote where he was talking about wrestling. He said, "Everything I did prior to me training here full-time was to protect the other guy, to put them before me. People get so mad at me when I say this, but pro wrestling is fake. This is not. When we do jiu-jitsu, you're getting hit. That changes everything drastically." I get what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But in that context, it very much sounds like he's saying wrestling is not a physical sport. This is. I have to actually train here. I didn't have to do anything there because I was already that good.
If only he would have changed the word fake. To predetermine.
Yeah, scripted.
It's not too hard to do that,
right,
guys.
It's the same argument we had with Dana White. To be fair, Dana's was filled with some pretty serious malice. This seems to just be him explaining, just not in the best way. Yeah, he definitely should have used different verbiage for that.
And speaking of that, I finally watched Beyond the Mat this week.
You finally got around to it, huh?
I watched it. Literally, I've never been more in the zone of a documentary than that one.
Yep.
And by the end of it, I was livid. It took me 20 minutes to think of a rant.
Do you still like The Rock?
Yes. Let me finish. Because
my wife doesn't. As soon as she watches it, she's like, I'm done with that guy. Because Mick Foley's one of her all-time favorite wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
And to watch that series of chair shots over and over.
He may have went a little overboard.
He went a little crazy with it.
I got so mad after watching that. It took me 20 minutes to think of a rant. It took me 20 minutes to type out this rant on Facebook. I took it down after 5 minutes. Because I've always been okay.
I was
going to
say, I didn't see this. Nah,
I know. I took it like it was instantly. But, okay, so I've been okay with the word fake for a while.
Yeah.
You know, people calling it fake. And then after watching that, it pissed me off more. And so I decided to make Motherfuckers of the Week people who call wrestling fake.
So CM Punk. CM Punk officially Motherfucker of the Week.
For
1 week only.
But it, because it really does.
I need my rap battle GIF reaction.
People can call it fake all they want. It's like, I don't like the word fake. Call it predetermined.
Yeah.
So this, watching that DVD made me respect not only the business, but the wrestlers and the PG era too. I'm okay with
trying to keep people alive.
Yeah. Violence, I can see, get rid of the violence.
Yeah.
I just wish they'd be a little more of the attitude with their words.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Like how Heyman goes out there and he can say,
Yeah. He can say,
like, bitch has been coming back a lot. So it kind of, I get excited when they say it.
Yeah. That's because if you don't overexpose something, then when you use it,
it's more powerful.
It's more powerful and it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a quote for you, boys and girls. I get excited when people say "bitch," Zach Price.
And you know,
between you and Tanner, you sex perverts. What the hell?
No, he's not as bad as Tanner. I like putting in my mouth and a popsicle stick up my ass.
Tanner is already mad at us. By the way, I'm checking your photo that you posted before the show, and he said, "I hate you all."
Oh, he always does.
I don't know why.
Why? He's not on the wrestling. Anything. He's not.
I hate my creepy ass face in the background. That's weird.
I hate my creepy ass chopped up haircut.
Anyway,
you know, even Roger Ebert had more respect for wrestling after that.
In
his review, said, "I had always thought of wrestling as fake, but after watching it, I understand now that just because—and I've used this quote to people that say wrestling's fake—just because I tell you I'm going to hit you in the face with something doesn't make it hurt any less.
Right?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
just know it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So main event. Actually, there's some WWE main event news this week. It's a show. Apparently, I didn't know.
You don't know it? You don't watch it?
No. WCW Saturday Nights.
There's WWE Superstars and WWE Main Event.
See, I knew Superstars was a thing. I literally did not know Main Event was a show.
Is that before or after Jacked? And Shotgun Saturday Night.
Right around Velocity. They put it in between.
I think it's actually Heat's
Sunday night.
When I used to have, I forget which wrestling game it was, but all of my best matches took place on Velocity.
Mine too. I love that show. Nice.
That was the show.
So, okay, since there is some main event news, and I'm guessing you haven't heard it, I need you. You do it, Shannon. You got a new phone. Play with it.
Hey, buddy.
I need you to Google the name Joshua Kingsley.
Oh, you mean Brad Maddox?
Yeah. Okay, so you have seen it. Good. I was hoping. Have you seen the picture of this guy, Zach?
I've seen him before.
Okay,
well,
show him now.
Like this.
Show him the new one. So, couple of things.
What's his name? Say his name for me one time.
Joshua Kingsley is the new name for Brad Maddox, former Raw. Dude, I was looking at his Wikipedia before this, and I was just going to say former Raw GM, but you realize how many shitty gimmicks this guy has had and ridiculous stuff? Literally one of
started
the
started as a ref,
first,
didn't he?
Well, no. Well, in WWE, yeah, but in OVW, one of the first lines under his Wikipedia entry says, quote, he renamed himself Brent Beef Wellington. and changed his gimmick to that of a necrophiliac. Holy
Joshua
shit. And it just ends that way.
Kingsley.
Joshua Kingsley. Is his current name now?
So I can't spell.
Brad Maddox, I was going to say Joshua Kingsley. Brad Maddox, yes, was a WWE rep.
Blonde now.
He was the one involved in the CM Punk and Shield deal, and then he became the GM for a while, and then that kind of went nowhere. He was also a YouTube sensation
for
a while.
He got lost in a cave for a long time.
Yeah, he was in a cave, but he had Wi-Fi, so at least he could catch.
Are you sure he's not the blonde Dolph Ziggler?
Well,
Dolph Ziggler's the blonde Dolph Ziggler! Sorry.
I'm thinking
sorry. I'm sorry, I got heated.
The last time...
So the last time that they brought Maddox around, he was gone for like almost a year. And here recently, apparently he teamed up on a house show with Adam Rose, who is also kind of in development hell right now.
And they're calling, what is it?
Beef Mode. They're like, they lost to Curtis Axel and Damian Sandow, so it doesn't matter what they are. But since then, evidently Adam Rose may, because we talked about this before, maybe going back to the Leo Kruger gimmick that he had in...
That was better gimmick.
Craven the Hunter?
Yeah, in NXT, and then he might join up with the Wyatt family, which is cool. But Maddox, Maddox is now Joshua Kingsley, and he kind of looks like, am I wrong at this? He looks like a hipster. He looks like a hipster wrestler.
Well, the name.
He's got the suspenders.
Yeah.
I didn't see the tights. I didn't see the...
I didn't see anything with him even in tights. This was a pre-match deal. He had like khakis on.
I didn't see the pre-match deal. All I saw was the during match deal.
Well, he has like skinny khakis and like suspenders and a white shirt. Yeah, no, not that. That's, there you go, that one.
Huh, he does.
Yeah. And he's blonde, but he also has like a blonde... It's very weird. Nobody is talking at all about what he said because he cut a pre-match promo, and I want to know what he said.
Well, what was wrong with Brad Maddox?
Yeah, this is the comment that I saw from a whole bunch of people. I'm so flabbergasted by all this. Was you changed him from one shitty ring name to another? What difference does it make?
Oh, speaking of shitty ring names, it goes in with this. The WWE, I posted this on 411 Mania. The WWE really needs to retire the random name generator that they use for their new wrestlers. Let me read off the new wrestlers' names. For NXT.
Oh, no. Well, I know. Okay, we got Apollo.
Don't spoil it yet. It's loading.
He's very excited about this.
Well, right, I'm thinking of Blue Hot Nation. They've already revealed his. What is it? Which he has is fine. I kind of like his.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so Uha Nation becomes Apollo Crews.
Which is fine.
So Vince McMahon finally got around to seeing Rocky.
I will say, though, first of all, it sucks that they took Apollo away from, well, he wasn't Apollo, but Consequences Creed, Xavier Woods. I do wish they'd spelled Cruise like Tom Cruise, C-R-U-I-S.
That's what I was going to ask. How's it spelled? Like Cruise?
It's like Terry Crews.
Like Terry Crews, because they're both black.
What? With a Z?
Like C-R-U-Z.
No, C-R-E-W-Z.
No, Terry Crews is C-R-E-W-S.
And Terry Crews, by the way, is awesome. He's one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He was also on WCW briefly because he was, that's the one thing.
It's a whole other thing.
But yeah, so he becomes Apollo Cruise, which isn't terrible, but what's wrong with Uha Nation? People were already chanting that name. They were already big on it.
Well, I mean, okay.
You know what you could call the Uha Nation fans?
The
Uha Nation!
But we have to predicate this whole development, this whole talk about these guys' names with the fact that, correct me if I'm wrong, but if that is his real name,
that
right?
is his real name.
WWE
they can't market
lets,
it.
Exactly. Yeah, they hardly let anybody go by their real names anymore because they want to create a name market and own.
It's actually a porn name.
What is?
Uha Nation.
What?
Or maybe he was just in porn before this. Yeah. You ever seen the dude?
No, what I'm saying, I was making a joke about last week.
Oh,
so
Vicious
Sorority.
Oh, yeah.
They actually did research this week.
So here's some more. Here are these. Like, I thought Dolph Ziggler was the worst I'd ever heard. That's a terrible name.
You know, he came up with that name.
It was a riff on another guy, Dolph, somebody else.
I thought it was a shot at Dirk Diggler from Boogie Nights.
What happened was he had got a bunch of different names, and he hated all of them. They said, come back with 20 names. And he goes to the bathroom. It was on a podcast. You know, that's how I know.
And he senior podcast correspondent Zach Price.
And he was in there, and he was, and some guy, I think it was William Regal, came in, and he gave him some
Except
names.
This one.
And I remember, God damn it, it's been so long since I heard this one. I'll go back, I'll figure out why you call him
He'll
Dolph Ziggler.
Listen to that one over.
You told that whole story, and you didn't have an ending.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
Better than Jesse, who will start a story, go for 10 minutes, and then forget what story he was telling.
I'm just telling you that the name wasn't to make fun of anybody, is that he actually picked his own name.
Here's some more.
Okay, so what are the rest of the names?
All right, Cassie McIntosh. Was Casey Cassidy, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then Cassie, is now Peyton Royce.
What?
Peyton Royce. Jesse McKay is now Billy Kay. Alex Tischer is now Alexander Wolf. That's actually pretty good.
I'm not sure of the gender of any person you've talked about so far.
So far, I have not yet.
Mike Rollis has become Riddick Moss.
What? Okay,
and
no,
Lena
like
Fanine is now Nia Jax.
Nia
Jax?
Jax. Does she have metal arms?
You know, here's what I like to imagine. Imagine any of these. All right, when you think of marquee wrestlers, you see names up on a billboard. You see Hulk Hogan. You see Randy Savage.
Not anymore.
You see Ric Flair. Well, for any of them, actually. But do you? Can you imagine?
What the fuck? Hey, we have a live call. We have a live viewer. Are we live right now?
Are we going to answer this?
Just no, I don't think we are. I think we're just going to let it ring.
I'd answer it on the air.
Yeah, answer it on the air. It'd be fun.
Shh, be quiet. Oh, stop.
Oh, it ended.
Damn it.
What if that's why I'm requesting a song?
Turn off your phone!
I can't do anything about that phone. That phone, that's literally the first time I've ever heard that phone ring.
Somebody was calling
it. That's Tanner. President. I have
Tanner's
no idea.
Tanner.
Yeah. But yeah, so can you imagine... Imagine on a billboard, John Cena versus Riddick Moss.
Riddick Moss. That's the worst one, definitely.
Cena versus Moss? Well, I see Cena going out beating up a tree with green
moss. Wait a minute, is that two podcasts in a row now where we've had live phone calls and we just didn't get onto that
one?
That was Steven. That's who it was.
Steven was calling
Steven
in.
Steven was calling in. He wanted to know if he could get inside.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, the NXT wrestlers have ridiculous names anyway. Tyler
Breeze. It's ridiculous. Which
How many of these names looks like they just got them from a video game? Or a movie. Riddick Moss is clearly Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Somebody was walking through this, to the woods to get rid of that moss. Hey, Riddick Moss.
Master Chief is one of the new ones.
That'll be the one next week. Yeah, those are pretty bad.
That's terrible.
Speaking of name changes, kind of back to main event for a minute, something else that interestingly happened on the show or will happen sometime soon.
Main event's the show this week.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've never even, I didn't even know it was a thing. Now there's two things. King Barrett may no longer, the king may be dead.
I've got some bad news for King Barrett.
Long live Bad News Barrett. Apparently, during a backstage segment on the show, Barrett started referring to himself as Bad News again. So,
I think he should
That's
out.
A thing that happened.
Someone said, when they were like, well, at least he dropped the terrible King Barrett gimmick. He'll go back to Bad News. Someone said he should drop the terrible jobber gimmick and win.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I never liked King Barrett, or I never liked Wade Barrett for the longest time.
Fuck you.
For the longest time. I turned around.
I was a King Barrett fan since NXT. I picked him to win NXT.
Now, when
were you a King Barrett fan or a Bad News Barrett fan?
He was a Wade Barrett
I've been a Barrett fan since day one.
Okay.
See, when I first saw him, I thought he was too lanky. He was too awkward looking. He'll never make it. And at first, I didn't think he would, but I came around. I started to really like him. Yeah. He seems like a good talent.
Yeah.
So, of course, let's saddle him with gimmicks. Well, let's not let him just be Wade Barrett, bare knuckle fighter. Remember when he had
which
that gimmick?
Which he was for a while.
Was awesome. Which he legitimately is.
Yeah.
Let's not push him as a badass. Let's give him a gavel.
That's because he got
injured. A gigantic podium.
That's because he got injured, and they said, hey, we kind of have this idea of what we want you to do. And he's like, why? What? He's the one who picked his name again. He picked his own name again, and then he's like, dude. He also brought the idea of the whole lifting up the...
And it was good. It was good.
That was probably my favorite segment of Raw.
But, I mean, Wade Barrett should... Let him stand on his own feet, not as Bad News Barrett, but just as Wade Barrett, badass.
You know what they could have done? He could have been a badass, bare-knuckle fighter, but also he's gay. What if they did that?
I think that's some bad news.
I got some bad news for your sexuality. Speaking of bad news.
It didn't work with Brock Lesnar.
It
didn't let it go.
It didn't work for Rico.
It didn't work for
Rico. Who was also
a
legitimate
Chuck.
Badass.
Didn't work for what's his name? Bobby Lashley.
Was he gay?
I don't think
so.
No.
I just.
Adrian Adonis. It's a long story. Hey, did you hear about Roddy Piper died?
I did.
I have something on that.
Yeah. Did you hear about his funeral?
I heard a little bit. China ambushed Triple H.
That's what I was going to mention, yeah. So China, who apparently was invited, Sean Waltman, X-Pac, went on Twitter and complained.
I like that we have to clarify that first. First of all, China was there legitimately, okay?
Well, that's because she, X-Pac says that she crashed the funeral. And then he had
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he apologized and said, I'm sorry for using the term crash. She was actually invited. I want to correct myself. But yeah, she apparently went to the funeral, saw Triple H, cornered him, and apologized to him. And, I can see that being really, really awkward. She said, I'm sorry for everything.
Yeah, I got, chills when you said she cornered him. I was already concerned for the guy.
Well, I think she filmed a porno while she was there.
with Brad Maddox, with Beef Wellington, the necrophiliac. It all comes full circle, man.
It's called Pay the Piper. And she...
Okay, we got... This is getting too far for Piper.
Ooh, man.
Okay, I'll say something.
Are you sure your friend still thinks this show is funny?
I don't know. I guess she'll let me know. Jacqueline, let us know if you find that was funny at all.
Yikes.
Okay, so.
Email us at we just
lost two viewers.
Hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com.
Oh, so.
Two viewers.
Two things. I got one that ties into our Piper. Did you hear about Chael Sonnen? He is actually
part. Is that how you say this guy's name?
Chael Sonnen.
I've seen it a million times. Okay.
Yeah, he is actually part of Global Force Wrestling.
Okay.
I was listening to his podcast last night, and he was saying that Jeff Jarrett contacted him, and they're like, hey, we want to do a thing where he's been training with him, too, so he kind of wants to do a little bit of wrestling. He's a huge wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to have, like, an interview set with him, and I refer to it as having a Piper Pit section, because he's like, that's my favorite one. It's been the best one of all time. He's like, I refer to it as a Piper Pit section.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of give him this idea, and so he's like, the first person we're going to have do it is Rider Piper. And Jeff Jarrett was contacting him saying, hey, we're going to try to get Piper on here because he has a movie coming out, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. They finally got it done. He said, Rider Piper's going to be on there. He went to sleep the next day. That's when Piper died. He's really upset about it. Well, main story that was just tell you he's in Global Force Wrestling and that he had went to Piper's funeral. And he was saying, did you hear what they played at Piper's funeral?
Mm-mm.
His son
I assume
played,
the theme song.
I assume bagpipes.
Yeah.
That too. But his son also played these messages that Piper had left for each one of his kids and his wife as if he knew he was going to die.
That's bizarre.
He left the like, hey, you know how like Ultimate Warrior had these messages the night of Raw?
Yeah.
Basically the exact same. Like, he didn't know if he had them backed up from a long time ago because he didn't know the full story. But
yeah, that's weird.
He knew that he had video or messages that he left to each one of his family members.
Well, for a guy who, I mean, again, Piper's death was so sudden. It wasn't quite like Dusty right. where we knew there had been health complications.
Well, we didn't know, but maybe he did.
Well, yeah, that's
because I feel, you know, I sometimes feel like I'm about to die. Like, literally, I feel like, man, I'm falling apart. I feel like I'm not going to be here much longer.
Yeah.
Maybe he felt that way and he was right.
He should. I don't know the full story. I don't know if it was made a long time ago or recently.
Creepy.
That's just bizarre.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
But that's he also said that the messages...
Way to bring the mood down, Zach. Jeez.
Well, he also said that the messages weren't...
They're uplifting. They're probably
yeah, he yeah, said that no, he I'm said it was. He said it makes you look at life differently. He's like, it's kind of positive that he did this.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's cool.
Speaking of dead wrestlers...
we still have to get in title belts.
No, we don't.
So I just saw that they're actually releasing Owen Hart DVD this
really? Yeah, I knew that.
This December called Heart of Gold.
I can't wait.
Posted by Bret Hart.
So Bret's obviously on board for it.
Yeah,
wonder
you know
how
his
Martha
wife
feels
though.
About that.
Yeah, she's well, I'm sure she's gonna get a huge cut from it. But and I don't mean that in a negative way. They just by law
well,
she's gonna
yeah,
get a huge cut from it.
They have
but I'm sure she's very much against
and
it.
And I think he's gonna be in they're really pushing
Hall
him.
Of Fame.
And I think they don't have to go with what his wife says.
They don't. They can induct him without
because
her permission.
I was listening to the genius Lanny Poffo on a podcast and he was saying that
I like the genius.
Yeah, and he was saying, you know, he didn't want Randy to be in it for the longest time. And somebody talked to him and said, you know, it's not just because your family doesn't want him in. This is for the fans who look up to him,
right,
who respect
right.
him.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're finally
realizing.
It's not
like WWE's making money off their Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they're not making fun of the guy. I mean, the most they might do with him being in there is he might be a part of an upcoming video game is pretty much it. You know,
which
I mean,
would be awesome.
2K16?
Yeah, I would have to guess. Over 120.
You got to fill spots somewhere.
Have something. Yeah.
I want to take it back to Global Force Wrestling for just one second and mention, did you see that... I don't know if he just debuted for him. I don't follow Global Force, and I don't follow TNA very much.
Mm-hmm.
But Justin Gabriel
won
the King of the Mountain title.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well.
Under PJ Black is the name he's going
PJ
with.
Black. Yeah. I think that's what he was
that's what he
on
went
the
before,
indies.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's his real name. But
it's not.
But yeah, so he won that title. So, again, it continues our theory that, and everyone's theory, that if you ever wrestled in WWE, you're instantly champion.
What is PJ Black doing in the Impact Zone?
No, that's too right.
Yeah,
that's too right.
Literally.
What's BJ?
It's two on the nose.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's PJ, not BJ.
It's PJ.
You said
so,
BJ.
Okay. Well, I was making fun of him.
You
I know you don't follow it, but I probably follow it less. I don't follow it even more than you. What is the deal with the King of the Mountain title? Jeff Jarrett had it. He won it in a King of the Mountain match. What?
I'm pretty sure.
It's like a King of the Ring, I assume.
Whenever, but they defend it like
but
weekly.
Is it? Yeah.
Every time I watch anything about that, I think
match?
This show doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Is it a King of the Mountain match every time they defend it? Is that the deal?
Yeah, because they wrestled a couple guys on there. It was like a four-way or five-way or something like that. I think Bobby Lashley was involved.
It seems like a weird thing to have a title for.
King of the Mountain?
Yeah.
Well, you're not just champion. You're King of the Mountain.
Yeah. I mean, that's all
a small
well,
mountain,
good,
though.
But like, yeah, that's the thing. That's what I'm getting at. Like, it'd be like WWE having a Hell in a Cell title. Okay, you're the Hell in a Cell champion. So
next
you have
year.
To defend this match only in... Yeah. It feels like you're going to hold
once
it for
year.
A year.
See you in a year, buddy.
Yeah, you're the Elimination Chamber champion. So what's the deal there? You got to defend it every time in a... I feel like Jerry Seinfeld right now. What's the deal with the... Anyway.
Nothing wrong with that.
What's the deal with Jerry Seinfeld?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Did you know he's almost 70?
Is he really?
I did not know he was that old.
He was on Steve Harvey the other day. It was pretty funny. He's
Is
a
it
funny
Steve
dude.
Harvey?
What?
He was on Steve Harvey's show yesterday.
I love Steve Harvey. He hosts Family Feud.
I love. He also hosts the Steve Harvey Show.
I love Kenan Thompson as Steve Harvey.
I do too.
On SNL.
You like this suit, player? It's from the Steve Harvey collection. Guess how many buttons it's got? 50.
Taking a bath in Dracar Noir. The only other WWE things that I came across were the Diva Search is still coming back this year sometime.
Hated it.
They changed it.
Yes. Hated it. Wrestling Observer Newsletter says that it is coming back sometime this year. It will be a network exclusive. No big surprise there. Now, here's what's weird.
Is it only a network exclusive because they want it on there or because they can't find anyone who wants to take it?
They can't get it anywhere else. My guess is, my question is, this is what's confusing. They say it's already undergone a format change. And then from there, the story just says the show was originally formatted similar to Tough Enough, but with the issues Tough Enough has had and the feeling that format doesn't work very well, they made the call to alter it. But they didn't say what they altered it to.
I'm guessing non-live event.
I'm pretty sure China hosts it now, and it's a completely different kind of show.
Yeah, I think it would have to be if China was hosting it.
Speaking
I think
of,
it's only available on the street in DVD form.
You have to go to Vivid.com to watch it. It's
Brazzers.
Exclusive.
Going back to
I've seen the Brazzers logo slapped on too many things to not know what the hell that's all
I've
about
seen too many
point.
Things slapped on Brazzers videos.
I set you right up for it.
Going back to the random name generator thing with new news. The Submission Sorority has changed their name.
Do?
I got to think of the initials in the correct order.
There's only three of them.
I know, but I can't remember if it's...
Is it PDB or something? You have a 1 in 9 chance of getting this correct.
I think it's PBC. Yeah. I think it's PBC.
No, PCB. Yeah.
So that's random.
Still got it wrong.
What the fuck does that mean?
Team PCB.
Paige Becky Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte Becky. PCB.
I heard someone... I think I heard someone put it as like punk bitch cunt or something like that.
Yeah, it's at this point, it's as tenuous a link to them as it is Stephanie McMahon just bringing everybody in and going, all right, your team's now, deal with it.
But the joke, I did see this, is that PBC actually stands for something. Like
it's PCB.
Hold on.
Penis pound cunt?
What?
Penis pound cunt.
That's a P, first of all. That's two P's.
So PCB stands for two things. It stands for a printed circuit board, which is mechanical, and... This is the one I was thinking of. It is also, and I'm not going to say what that word is.
Oh, boy. It's got
to
be bad.
It's
then.
A synthetic organic chemical compound of chlorine attached to, good luck, Bifenyl,
which is a molecule composed of two benzene rings. They are two. I ain't reading all that.
Yeah, it's bad.
Let me give you the boring gimmick. You keep reading that. You come out here and sleep during your segments.
Well, we didn't tell you this, but we've changed it to Pro Wrestling Scripted in chemistry.
Yes. Bill Nye will be here next week. That would actually be pretty cool.
I wish we could get Bill Nye.
Yeah, so Diva Search is happening. I don't know why. I don't know how.
It will only be good if they take it back to its roots where they just trash each other.
and rub their asses in pie.
And rub their asses. I miss Christy Hemme.
Man. The only other
I took
thing
her to
got...
the Spank Bank.
shit. The NXT TakeOver Brooklyn card updated again after NXT last night. So now we have confirmed the ladder match between Owens and Balor for the main event for the title.
When is this?
This is, I don't remember the exact week, but it's like right before or right after SummerSlam.
Because if it's before, that means it's next week.
I think it's after.
I think it is.
Because SummerSlam is like this coming, not this coming weekend, but the next,
yes,
right?
Two Sundays from now.
You're hearing this show on Saturday. It's a week from
tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to start posting this on Friday.
Okay. So it's a week from Friday. It's a week from this Sunday.
Yeah.
So I think that TakeOver is the one after. But at this point, they've got the TakeOver. Somebody look it up. Fucking A. I'll look it up.
Let's see who gets faster. Come on, new phone.
I'm not typing. TakeOver Brooklyn.
All
right, while we're looking that up, I got a new puppy
today.
That's
terrible.
Tell
us about
that. You
did get a new puppy today.
Did you see the picture?
August 22nd.
Shit. He got you.
I beat you.
He beat me.
It's
That's
on a
Saturday.
It's
before.
Actually the same weekend. Yeah, it's the night before.
Really?
Which is kind of cool.
Well, except they're going to get upstage.
Yeah, big
they're
time.
They're going to upstage WWE by far.
Because we're looking at Owens and Balor for the NXT title ladder match. We talked about that last week. That's the main event. Tag team title, still Vaudevillains versus Blake and Murphy. You got Jushin Thunder Liger coming in to take on Tyler Breeze. They added two matches last night. One is a non-title match, Samoa Joe versus Baron Corbin.
I will be honest when I say that I forgot Samoa Joe was even in NXT.
Well, then if you don't watch the show, I can understand that.
And well, there's been no talk about him outside of on the show.
Yeah,
ever
on
since
the show,
he almost killed Tyson Kidd.
When he's there, see on NXT, he's there almost all the time.
Is he really?
Yeah, he had a main event against Rhino last week.
It
was a hell of a good match. Yeah, it's totally worth looking into. Baron Corbin, do you guys know the deal with Baron Corbin? Big, huge guy who wins in like 3 seconds.
Yeah, he's like the Sons of Anarchy wrestler because he wears the leather.
Yeah, kind of.
But he's really boring.
But I'm really interested to see how that plays out. That they would put, I mean, this is very literally for NXT, the unstoppable force and the immovable object. I mean, right. Baron has not lost a match yet, neither has Samoa Joe, obviously, and he's the big new, not new prospect, but you know, the new
get
for NXT.
Very much the equivalent of Hogan versus Andre.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I want to see how that plays
out. For
your
kids out there that I can't see, I'm shaking my head no.
And then
isn't just Andre just fighting the air in WrestleMania 3 now?
Yeah, I heard.
He just had a really big trip.
He wrestled God. There's a spotlight. Well, hell, we're going to have a busy show next week. We got to preview two pay-per-views.
And the NXT women's title is officially now confirmed. Sasha Banks puts the title up against Bayley.
Do you think Sasha's going to drop it to Bayley?
Yes. I do.
I feel so
bad
for Sasha.
I think it's happening.
I feel bad for Bayley.
Because she's the only one left?
Yeah, just because she got her hand injured. And then, you know, she saw all these other wrestlers go up and she's like, the four, wasn't she part of the original four?
It was her. Sasha, Charlotte, and Becky.
And I feel bad for her because
she's the only one that didn't get called up.
Yes.
Well, the good news is that means she's in a better spot.
Exactly. And that means she's next in line, so she's got a little more time to kind of be the NXT darling at this point.
Which means she's going
to
come, which also
gonna
means she's going to come up alone.
Probably, yeah.
We haven't talked about the Divas this week. We haven't complained about them.
They got a
well, we
complain
about the Diva Surge.
I can complain about...
What happened on the shows? Because did anything...
There was a tag match.
Yeah, it was...
The Bellas.
The Bellas and the other, the Team Bad.
Naomi and... Oh, it was actually a six-man.
Six-woman.
Six-woman.
They're all women, I understand.
It was all good until Bree got in the ring. Bree's fucking terrible.
Bree's better than that.
it's hard to say. Bree's definitely not the worst one who was in
the Bellas, match. Weren't they faces this week?
Kind of, yeah. Until the very end, because when the brawl broke out and all three of the other girls got in, so it was nine-person brawl or whatever, the Bellas escaped, and then on their way up the ramp, Nikki was holding up the title, and then that made her a heel again, apparently, somehow.
We need Asa here for this.
Asa will never touch this again.
He's done.
Sometimes the only reason I still do it is for
the
show.
Was that because I wasn't here that one day and he had a fill-in for me?
Yeah.
And it got real bad for him?
Oh, no. He just is done with wrestling in general. Ever since the...
I forgot he quit wrestling.
Yeah, ever since Battleground. Battleground, right.
Yeah, he's doing the Incredible
He also
Hulk.
Barely ever talks to me.
Really?
Like, I'll, that picture I made for him?
Yeah.
That I made with my own two hands?
Oh, Mr. Gray will see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I posted that, and it took him like 3 days to like it. It had like 50 people liked it before he did.
I don't think he spends a lot of time on Facebook, though, man.
Well, goddammit, that's where I am.
You have to come to me.
That's where we all have to get a hold of you.
He did say, okay, with the shows coming up, not this weekend, but the next, he did say that he would still be around
he'll
for
be
pay
there.
Reviews.
Yeah,
he'll still
he'll be there hanging out, eating pizza.
And you're going to have two nights worth of it this
well,
time.
Well, you know what? I thought about not even doing SummerSlam this time because...
Are we going to do something on Saturday?
Because Jordan isn't going to be there. And Jordan was always
a
big part of it. Is I
going to cancel the whole thing?
Well, I thought about it. I was like, well, fuck it, I'll just...
I'm talking about it like I'm going to be there. I'm not going to be
there.
Are you
going to
be there? The Saturday one, I don't know. We'll talk about it. I can probably make it for Brooklyn.
I can do that
Brooklyn.
One.
I cannot do Sunday.
And we'll get Brooklyn-style pizza.
Ooh. What the fuck is a Brooklyn-style pizza?
Like, are you fuck? Get out.
Shit. No,
are you
Zach,
really
no.
kidding me?
Zach, no.
I know.
Pizza story.
I like Chicago style. We still have never talked about a
pizza
fucking
story's not really Brooklyn in any
stretch.
Oh,
how far are we into the show?
We're at 53 minutes.
Well... So next
week we can't do it. Next week's the preview.
Well, I mean, all right,
we've talked titles before. We just kind of keep adding a little more to this discussion at the end of every
show. I want to know why only one title gets a different color.
What? The strap, you mean?
Yeah.
The Intercontinental title?
Like, how come?
That's a throwback, because the old one was a white strap.
How come back then Ultimate Warrior had, like, an orange one or a yellow one?
It was a gimmick thing.
I think certain characters get special titles.
Yeah, it's just like now with the WWE title, they haven't shown it much, because only three people have held. Three have held the new one? Rock. Lesnar, Cena, Rollins.
Yeah, the W.
Well, they didn't start. Did they start changing the side plates? I don't think they started doing that until Lesnar had it on the WWE title. Yeah,
I thought.
Maybe they did. But anyway, that's just like that version now. That's what that was.
That's
back
cooler,
then,
too. I think.
That they would change that. I mean, there for a while, they just changed the whole title. Rock had a Brahma Bull WWF title.
Stone Cold
used, like,
Smoking
once.
Skull.
Yeah, Stone Cold, of course, that's the most prolific one, had the Smoking
well,
Skull
that,
title
or
for
the
a while.
Belt.
Spinner belt, too.
Mankind's Hardcore Championship.
And I'm trying to remember, that was actually, wasn't that a WCW
original
title?
No, it was the original, it was one of the old WWF titles. It was the it? Like light heavyweight title
that was
or something,
broken
I think.
Pieces?
Yeah, they just shattered the faceplate and then duct taped it.
That was, I think.
Zack Ryder is in that exclusive club of having his own title because he's
true.
Got the internet title.
Intercontinental, which, or internet championship.
Which is an awesome gimmick.
And never defended. They never did anything with it. That's what kills me.
Well, they killed him.
That's true.
That's the problem.
Taz had the old FTW title in ECW, which he actually defended.
John
Cena somebody
and
else
the
ever
spinners.
Won it.
Yes, the spinner belt.
Edge's spinner belt, too. The rated R
which didn't
belt.
Last long, but yeah, he had it. It was a thing, too.
Randy Orton's got the one that's got a pillowcase on the front so he can lay down and go to bed while he's wrestling.
Aw, that's unfortunate.
I think China has her own special title.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's a molded vagina. You can just...
Isn't that a strap-on?
Oh.
She doesn't need a strap-on if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, jeez.
I've seen it. Yes, she does.
I heard Xbox.
I need Randy Orton's title so I can tell you that during this part of the show.
I heard Xbox.
Xbox.
The Xbox 360. I heard Xbox defend her once, and he said, no, she doesn't have a dick. She just has a really big clit.
It's the next thing, an oversized clit's the next thing to an undersized penis.
Oh. And the woman that was on the show was like, well, actually, that is a penis. And he goes, what?
It is.
I only want this discussion to continue because I want you to continue impersonating Xbox for the rest of it.
I'm going to need some more pills
what?
For that.
It's not this. I wish you could see this. Listeners, it's not just the voice. It's the facial. The eyelids droop in the midst of it. What?
That's because I know I have to go into work.
Yeah,
you don't?
True. I need to get high. No, I'm going into work. Like, after this, when we leave.
Okay.
It's right to the game factory. So come see us at 709 Broadway.
I was going to say, you haven't plugged it yet.
For all of your video gaming needs.
Retro and new.
Retro and new. We do pre-orders, special orders. Gameplay's $4 an hour.
When the fuck is that pre-order for WWE 2K16 coming out?
Come play wrestling with us. You know what?
Yeah.
Come to the store. We'll play wrestling with
That'd
you.
That'd be fun.
I won't play until I get 2K16 out.
We'll sign autographs.
I'll sign autographs.
We'll sign autographs.
We'll go there Saturday and do this because we're doing. What the hell are we doing Saturday?
Me and you?
Yeah.
Because he's got to work, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You guys can come to the station and record it there.
But this one's nicer.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
Sorry.
We have a recording studio too.
Well, I have to figure something out because you and I have talked about it before. You're like Zach. You don't like controversial topics. You like
it's
to stay away
that I,
from
it's
that.
It's not
stuff.
That I don't like them. It's that I don't want to get fired.
So true
that.
That. True that. So we'll figure out some. Game. We'll figure out some fun and fluffy. Maybe not so fluffy.
Yeah. Like China.
We haven't
hard as a rock.
We haven't.
Wait.
whoa! We never did get around to this movie show that you wanted to do.
I want to be on
the
that
Siskel
one.
And Ebert.
Oh,
you
yeah.
got to work.
Don't leave me out of the topics
don't,
I like.
Don't leave me hanging, man. Is that why Tanner hates us? Because we didn't ask him to come to the.
What's the wrestling?
Yeah, I don't. I'm confused.
That motherfucker fuck him. He has his own goddamn show. It's called Tanner Fucking Thursday.
That's the reason
if
we can't
he wants
post wrestling
fucking
today.
Show, he should show up for his
I'm
own
so
fucking
glad
day.
I brought this up because I wanted Zach to explode.
That motherfucker. He has a fucking show named after him. He doesn't show up for half of them. Fuck that.
You got 3 minutes left. Keep it going.
No. I want to get serious again for a moment.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Why are you
seriously.
Trying to be like something?
It's not that serious. Don't worry.
Good.
The crowdfunding thing. I want to get back to this.
Like, yeah.
You're wearing jeans, by the way.
I am wearing jeans. These are new jeans.
You look funny.
And a new hoodie. Well, thank you. so, I don't know. I'm not. What do you think of crowdfunding? What do you think of this idea? Because Jesse is so into it. He says we can really promote ourselves. We can make it bigger. I am still of the belief that, you know, we joke the most popular podcast in Southeast Missouri. And I believe that's true because we don't have any competition.
There's no one else.
But it's a nice thing that we do. It's fun.
Yeah.
But are we almost crossing that line of making it not fun anymore where it becomes more of a
obligation,
responsibility? Is it going to take the fun out of it if we try to make it go too big? Because, you know, the chances that we're going to become the next Nerdist, we're not stupid.
Yeah. But
we're not idiots here. We know what we are.
This is why I was saying yesterday, I'm perfectly fine with the idea of people donating to the show. If we have a donation site set up and they want to do that and they just want to give a couple bucks here and there or whatever, if they like a show, maybe they donate. You know, after listening to that, that's fine. The thing that concerns me, and I'm not real up on how the behind-the-scenes stuff works with, like, Kickstarter and Indiegogo and all that, but I think if it's something, because as I understand it, with Kickstarter, you have to have a solid goal. This is what we're going to do, and this is how much money we need, and this is how long we have to raise it.
Right.
That sounds like a terrible idea, because let's be honest, what we really want to do is, Jesse mentioned it yesterday in the post on Facebook, we'd like to have some additional microphones, we'd like to have some additional equipment to do some
things. A studio
things.
That we can go to when you are not here to pity fuck us.
Yeah.
I said pity, not other words that sound like pity.
That's true. Yeah, so I like the idea of collecting, you know, a donation. If somebody wants to give something out, that's great. But I don't necessarily like the idea of saying, here's exactly what we're going to do, here's how much we need to do it, and here's how long it's going to take. Because, again, at that point, I feel like it does become an obligation.
Okay.
This is very meta, by the way. We discussed the podcast on the podcast.
Yeah, it's very inception. I kind of like what he's saying. You know, there's ways you can do it. You don't have to... I don't know what I said anymore. The thing is that...
This is what you're donating to, kids. This is what you're going to get.
I do have a problem with Jesse saying that this is what it's going to go towards.
You just don't have a problem with Jesse.
You don't have... No, I don't. You don't have to say what it's going towards. All you have to do is say... All we ask is that if you like us, support us, help us keep doing what we like doing for fun, and keep giving you guys something to listen to or look forward to. If people don't have money, it ain't going to affect our show. We're still going to sit here and have fun.
Well, that's the problem, though, in my opinion, is that if you tell people, hey, if you like the show, throw us some money our way, man, we'll still do the show no matter what.
Right.
So why would they want to give us money when they didn't have to give us money before?
Well, and that's why I say I think it's a good idea to make it clear what we want to do with the money, but at the same time, we don't also want to then say, we're going to do exactly this, it's going to happen at this time, and we need this much money by this day, hurry the fuck up and donate. You know, that's way too much to me.
No,
I think it is a good idea to at least make it clear what we'd like to do, and like I said, Jesse mentioned we would like to have some...
we want to upgrade.
Yeah, some more equipment that we can utilize when we're not here, like you said. I mean, we're here at the studio, obviously this stuff is free, but I'm not always available.
Right. So. We don't always have the star to back us.
We could start selling shirts. If we ever get them made.
I think this is a great idea.
Your shirt has passed, though, man. You kind of gave up on the...
Well, there's other shirts. There's merchandising we can do. There's definitely... True. There is potential in the Podzilla name, just like there was in the Blogzilla name.
I'm still trying to get Little Caesar's sponsors, too.
Damn it.
But I don't know.
I will write for you. Just tell me what you want.
Remember when we talked about this, Hunter, when we started and we said, this is fun, it's a distraction, we can come in and have a good time.
Yeah.
At what point does it not become a good time anymore and it becomes... Because I have a job. You have a job.
Sure.
You have a job. This isn't a job. This is what we like to do. We like to talk to the fans. We like to talk to people.
Yeah.
We like to hear ourselves talk. Well, except Zach, because he never listens to the show.
I don't have a problem listening to myself. I've already heard myself. Why go back and listen?
Because you will hear things you don't remember.
You want to hear
that
golden voice.
You just said something 5 seconds ago, and 2 seconds later, you were like, I don't remember what the hell I just said.
But I'm focused on the dog right now, my bad.
No, he wants to understand that. I'll give you that much.
So, you know what? Facebook me. Email us. Whatever. Let me know what you guys think. Someone did email us.
Who?
Actually, a gentleman named Stephen Campbell.
Are you writing him a song?
I'm writing him a song,
right.
Which will debut soon. Stephen Campbell gets a song about
him. What does the message say?
I don't know. Tanner just told me who it was. He didn't forward me the message.
Maybe that's why he hates us. We don't know yet.
I'll pull it up real quick.
We'll find out. Until then, you know, let us know what you think about the idea of crowdfunding. Are you interested in doing it? Do you want to support us? Do you want to help us get better? Let us know. And... we will be back on tomorrow. This is Friday. Wink. Me and Hunter will be back. We don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
We'll do something Saturday, and it'll probably just go right
It'll be the Hunter and Shannon show. Waka waka. You know? And then
walk.
We're just going to be like Statler and Waldorf up in the old Muppets.
You're talking about
up
baseball?
In the wings there.
Are you guys going to talk about baseball then?
Yeah.
You said Waka Waka.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Waka Flocka Flame.
That's a Fozzie Bear thing.
The pitcher,
man.
Waka Waka Waka.
I'm aware, but it's
he has no clue.
I know exactly who you're talking
about.
I have no idea. Yeah, I know Waka's a pitcher for
was
the
that
Cardinals.
Dude?
Yeah.
He's a pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Is his name Waka Waka Waka?
His last name is
Waka. Everybody calls him Waka Waka Waka.
But I like Fozzie Bear.
Is that a Fozzie Bear reference or is that a Waka 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 Waka?
See, I don't know. I don't get. I assume that.
Get a hold of him. Find out.
Yeah, ask him, Zach.
Yeah, I'll get right on that motherfucker.
And until then, for myself, for Zach, for Double H himself, thanks for listening, and we will see you on the next one. Have a great weekend. And
fuck, we have a shit ton of emails.
And we have a shit ton of emails. So we'll tell you about it.
Better check them.
Yeah.
Later.
See you guys.